And we are back, everyone. AskTheContractors.com, your source for local home improvement pros. Folks, we cut through it all and nailed things down. Thanks for staying with us, everyone. I'm your host, Todd Bird. My favorite part of the show, and that is a question. I love it when homeowners out there in my listener land send me questions about their home. People love talking about their home. They love talking about their remodels. They love talking about how straight they can cut their grass and landscaping and all that other fun stuff that goes with owning a home. And that's just pride. That's total pride on loving the place where you live. So here's the question this week. This question comes from Angela. I have a brick fireplace that is flush with the wall. The upper portion is drywalled. I would like to remove a portion of the upper drywall and expose more brick. Here's the question. If I remove framing to expose the brick, will that cause any structural damage? Well, to help me answer this question, I'm very grateful. Joining us now, I have Angela on the phone right now. Angela, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So explain to me a little more. I know this is your question, but explain to me what you've done here. And I have some pictures in front of me of your living room. And by the way, I will be posting these pictures on AskTheContractors.com. And you'll be able to see exactly what Angela is talking about. Angela, explain to me what you're trying to do here.
Okay, well, it started with Pinterest, as many things do.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a picture of a fireplace that was similar to mine, where it had a section of the upper portion removed, and it had some more brick exposed that was set back a little bit. And so I thought that would look really great in my room. And so over this last weekend, we tore out the amount of space that we wanted to. But when I opened it up, as you'll see on the picture, there was a, I don't know if you call it a header or a footer, because it's not really either, but it's whole on top of the current fireplace. It has a couple of, looks like probably a couple of 2x8s, do you think that looks like?
Either 2x4s or 2x8s coming down, resting on, and you're correct, that is a header. Yep.
A header, yeah. And so then it had some black stuff behind it. I think it's some sort of board that they attached the brick to on the outside of the house.
Yep. It's felt paper. It's very, very, very common that goes on the outside. So you're looking at the backside of your outside wall in this picture. And that's what you're seeing. And it is a header. You're very correct on that. And those 2x4s that are coming down are actually supporting the eave of your roof. This is an exterior wall. So that is a total bearing wall.
Well, I knew any exterior wall would be.
Yes, absolutely.
But I didn't know exactly how much I could get away with for removing to expose the back of that brick. But in the meantime, there's a section of this backer board that's soft.
Mm-hmm.
So we had some, at some point, probably some leakage.
Some dry rot, maybe some dry rot, some water's intruded.
I think it's probably, well, we had someone come out and they said it was probably the
flashing around the chimney.
Yeah, the
okay.
Around
yeah,
the chimney.
Very common.
So we're going to have that fixed tomorrow. But
mm-hmm.
In the meantime, we were told that's probably not a good idea to let those two short little studs come out.
No, I would not take those out. But
so I think what we are planning on doing now, because that's what we were told, is going ahead and just putting new brick in place of what this is here, and that, we're told, should support the eaves.
Now, are you going to take the old brick that I see exposed right now out and go with all new brick and go up over the header and cover it up?
No, what we talked about then was to take the header out and the two studs and put new brick in and flush it out with the current brick that's there now.
Okay, and can you match that brick?
We don't need to match it because I want to paint it.
Okay, so you're going to... Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, because this house is 1958, so I don't...
You're probably not going to match it. Have you thought about putting a mantle on that area above the brick and then starting brick above the mantle and not disturbing that header at all?
Well, I did want to put a real chunky timber-like mantle on there, but that would be like, gosh, over... I'm 5'1" and it's taller than me.
Right, it's pretty high.
It's pretty high.
It's pretty high off the hearth. But yeah. But it doesn't have to be so bulky. I would actually consider that, because to take the header out, here's what you would have to do to alleviate that header. Okay. You would need, first of all, to get a permit. And to take that header out, you would need a structural engineer to take a look at it and give their blessing. Because two things are here. That header is holding up the eave of your home. And two, you're going to be adding weight to this fireplace, and the fireplace is sitting on a footing itself.
Right.
And you want to make sure that with added weight, you're not going to overbearing this area and then cause yourself a problem in the future. Have you reached out to a contractor or an engineer to take a look at this?
No, I haven't. I've only talked to some masonry contractors.
Yeah, I would actually reach out, this is my advice, to a general contractor. You might have to pay a small fee to have them come out and give you their opinion. Okay. But with it all exposed like this, a good general contractor could come out and tell you within a few minutes what you can and cannot do. But I strongly suggest you reach out to a professional. I mean, I love it when people out there do their projects themselves, but you don't want to get in trouble.
As soon as I opened that and saw that, I'm like,
Yeah. And again, I've been a contractor well over 30 years. I don't know everything out there. When in doubt, I hire it out. I hire someone who knows more about that than I actually do. And in this case, I would hire probably someone with a structural engineer background or an architect. Architect can also give you a little insight on this. So I would definitely do that, and make sure you get a permit, because you are dealing with structural here. You don't want to sell your house down the road and have to admit, no, I didn't get a permit. That's just going to make you look bad, and I want you to look as best as possible in doing your home renovation projects. Does that help you out, Angela?
Yeah, I wouldn't even thought about that, but that's great advice. I appreciate that.
Great, great. And I want to thank you so much for your question. Thank you for finding us on the website. Podcast us anytime. And again, I can't thank you enough for being on the show with me.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. Folks, when you're tearing apart your home to do a renovation project, you don't want to be a dum-dum about it. In fact, I just cringe in my chair sometimes when I'm watching these home improvement projects on TV, and some young lady or guy is in there with a big hammer and they're breaking walls down and breaking up cabinets and breaking this and breaking that. I got news for you, folks. That's not the proper way to do it. You're going to get yourself hurt. There's going to be some type of injury. You want to go in there and dismantle. You're dismantling your kitchen, for instance, should be just as much attention on putting your kitchen back together. You want to be careful. You don't want to go and start tearing down a wall that you don't know if it's bearing or not bearing. And if you want to know the difference between bearing and non-bearing, you want to tear a wall down, you're going to find out really, really, really quick if it's bearing or not. So you don't want to be in a position where you're going to do a lot of damage to your home and possibly injure yourself. You want to take your time. And you know what? I have a suggestion for you. Go to my website, askthecontractors.com. And if you have a question like Angela had, send it to me. I would love to give you my opinion on what's going on your house. And if I don't know the answer, I'm going to go to my website. I'm going to bring someone up on my website that can help us find the answer. It could be a roofing question, could be a siding question. How about a window question, foundation question? Whatever it is, send it to me. We're going to figure it out together right here on the air. AskTheContractors.com. You know who you're going to find on there? You're going to find Paul Reeves, Reeves Construction. Paul will come out. He'll give you his opinion. If you're starting a project, you might even want to use his services. He's a great guy. Fourth generation construction business, providing commercial construction, residential remodeling, and his granny units. He loves the granny units. He specializes in those. And now I'll tell you, Sacramento's relaxed on the granny unit. I call them granny units. They're secondary units on your home. They've relaxed the rules and regulations on that. So if you have room on your property to build a granny unit, call Paul Reeves. He's at 916-276-7907 or go to www.reevesconstructionsite.com. 916-276-7907 or go to my website if you can't write that down, and his information is right there. Go to askthecontractors.com and go to my link on the homepage. Everything's right there for you. askthecontractors.com. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be talking about the PACE program, and we're going to be talking about kitchen designs, and I'm going to introduce you to one of our new sponsors, of the show. You're going to love this. Don't go anywhere. I'm Todd Bird. I'll be right back.
She's mighty, mighty, just written it all.